righty then. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN with you on this delightful Friday in Western New York. At least it was delightful until I went to the mailbox and I was expecting something from the Erie County DMV. It's been like 3 days since I asked for what I was asking for, but I haven't gotten anything yet. But I ended up getting the godforsaken letter. You know, whenever I see return address Francina Spoth, Amherst town clerk, I know it's not going to be good news. So school taxes, Williamsville Central School District taxes, $3,111.80. That was the check that I cut before today's show. My star savings, $441. Woohoo! I'm going to try not to spend that all in one place. But anyway, 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. How badly do you get skinned with your school taxes where you live? Tell us a little bit about your house. And the other thing that is like an add-in, add-on topic is, what should kids be learning about today and what should go out the window? And I agree with everything that people have said. I mean, this critical race theory, as far as I'm concerned, they can throw it out the window. You know what they ought to be teaching kids? They ought to be teaching kids how to manage money, how to write a check, what credit cards are, and why you should avoid using credit cards to live a lifestyle you simply cannot afford. A lot of kids run into problems with that. Remember being at UB, and the credit card companies would be set up in the student union. And, oh my goodness, sign up for a credit card. You're guaranteed approval. Look, we're going to give you a T-shirt and a Frisbee. And then they've got you. And then, you know, people max out on their credit cards. And they basically leave school not only with a ridiculous amount of student loan debt, but a ridiculous amount of consumer credit debt. And I'm proud to tell you that I have zero consumer credit debt except for a car payment, which is not really a big deal. And that's going to die anyway soon. So because at Ben Franklin Middle School, we had a guy who taught business, Mr. Laurie. Oh, what a great guy. Robert Laurie. That man saved me so much money. They also should teach, as part of education, how to negotiate, because people don't know how to negotiate. And the fact of the matter is, you can negotiate anything. Here is, oh boy, sorry guys, Chris in Tonawanda. Chris, you're on WBEN. How bad did you get dinged?
I got $3,044.65.
Oh, tell us about how much did Star save you?
Oh yeah, $12.67.
Oh,
one is Veterans and one is the Star. But I want to say I collected taxes for 12 years for the town, and people would come up and yell at me. You have no idea how they even paid us. But anyway, they would come up to me and they would yell at me because they don't have any kids in school. And I understood, but I was trained to tell them that the old lady down the street got you through school. Now it's your turn to get the kids through school. See where I'm going?
But how come other places can do it a hell of a lot cheaper than we do in New York State?
Oh, please. Oh, my God, yes. And another thing, I live a block away from the school. I can tell you right now, my husband, if he was to come home, he couldn't get down the street. Our street is loaded with cars that these people drop off their kids. They do not go to live in our area. They live in Buffalo, but they come to school here. Now, I'm paying for that.
Okay, that's a really interesting concept.
Isn't there
an agency within the school district that enforces residency requirement?
They will not listen.
Really?
My neighbor across the street has tried everything because...
What district are we talking about?
Town of Town, Kenton.
Kenton schools. Kenton schools. Are you really allowing kids from other jurisdictions into Kenton schools and passing the bills onto your taxpayers? And if that's the case, Kenton schools, why are you letting that happen? That never would have happened when I was a
come on my street right now. Come on my street right now. We get diapers. We get dirty cups. We get cigarette butts. In the wintertime, they leave their cars running. They park in your driveway. My neighbor couldn't get in her driveway one day, and she told the woman, could you move? And she says, I can. I'm picking up my granddaughter.
That's a little entitled sounding. Wow. I'm stuck. If everybody on the street notices this, why doesn't the entire street go en masse to a Kenmore Town of Tonawanda Board of Education meeting and bitch and raise holy hell?
They built in the front of the school. They've been working on the building.
Please answer the question. Why isn't everybody on the street going to raise holy hell?
They don't want to bother. I haven't bothered because I've been living with it. But, you know, you said call and complain, and here I am complaining.
Oh, I know, but I'm just a sponge. I'm just here to suck up the negativity. You could be the leader of the movement of your street to make sure that the Kenton School District enforced a residency requirement.
Exactly. And they don't want to talk about it. The guy, like I said, the guy across the street went over, nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's more money for the school, the more kids. Do you understand?
No, this state aid that we all heard about when we were in school.
Exactly.
Don't miss it.
The more kids, the more money.
Well, it's kind of funny, too, because back during COVID, everybody stay home. Everybody stay home. But when we went to school in Kenton, we were told, even if you're on your deathbed, make sure to at least come to school so the school gets its state aid for you
right.
And then go home and die.
Right, right.
Perhaps not in quite such stark
and
terms.
And I was raised in Riverside. I used to have to walk along the river to go to school. My knees were purple when I got to school because we wore skirts. I mean, you didn't wear pants and shorts and God knows what else. And you should see the way the teachers dress. You'd never know the teachers from the kids. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Why are you sorry?
I don't know. I'm ranting.
You're ratting?
I'm ranting.
No, you're telling us a story. I wonder how big a problem this is. How big a problem is it with the better school districts accepting students that have no right to be in those districts?
And it's sad. You see them in the wintertime. I've had boots in my driveway. The kids drop their boots and God knows what else. But these kids, these women, they have little kids, so that takes them 20 minutes to get the stroller out and get the kid out of the car. This is in the winter. And they walk over, and then they stop and talk to Stella and Joe and all these other people. And they're on the street for the longest time. It's a big social thing now.
Well, all I can say is there's strength in numbers, and you could organize your entire street to show up at a Board of Education meeting, take pictures of the license plates, and say, have the police run these plates.
Video and just the street in itself.
Well,
the
street,
chaos.
But just pictures of the cars on the street doesn't really prove anything. If you get the tag number in, they can at least begin an investigation into, okay, why is your car registered wherever it's registered on the street picking up kids every day and then transporting the kids back to where they actually live? That's not right. That's not fair.
Mm-hmm. And at school lets out at 3:30. It's 3 o'clock they start. And if I want to get home at 3 o'clock, I can't. I just stay away for a half an hour.
Let's see. Okay. Now, just so you know, I don't care on Halloween if kids get dropped off into my neighborhood because I think the kids ought to be able to enjoy Halloween in a safe and loving and welcoming environment and walk away with giant satchels of candy because that is my choice. That is my neighbor's choice to make that happen for them. But you don't have a choice, really, when it comes to your school tax bill. And what's fair is fair. What's right is right. And if you're paying high taxes for kids who aren't even supposed to be in the district, I'm sorry. That's a real problem. And
Thank you. And
if what you're saying is true, the Kenton School District has some explaining to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they are my alma mater.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, and I am a member of the Kenmore East Performing Arts Hall of Fame until they revoke that. Thanks very much. I appreciate the call. By the way, businesses also get hit. Now, don't look this up online. Don't look it up. I'm going to ask you a question. How much money do you think Russell's pays every year in school taxes? How much do you think Russell's pays every year in school taxes? When you hear the number, you are probably going to convulse in agony, because I know the number, all right, because Russell and his people are friends. Here's Linda on WBEN calling in from where?
Elma.
Elma, and what's on your mind? Did you get your school tax bill yet?
Yes, I did, and it's over $3,000. And I just want to say there used to be a gentleman in your neck of the woods. His name was Satish Mohan.
Yes.
And he had a beautiful idea. If the elderly have never had any children, why are they paying school taxes at all?
Well, I mean, I know the answer you're going to get, because the elderly eventually need doctors, and those doctors were educated in those schools before they went on to university and medical schools. So actually, it's a community, and it takes a village. I mean, that's the answer you're going to get.
Oh, I understand, but I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. My husband and I never had any children, and these people who want a lot of children, who produce them like a bowel movement, they need to stop or start paying for them.
That's a very interesting analogy there. I don't even know what to say.
I know. Okay. I don't either.
Okay.
If you have 7 or 8 kids, start paying money for them. I never had children, so what am I paying? I still don't understand why we're paying. And I'm talking about people who are elderly. It's getting harder and harder for us to live.
So, okay, have you looked around to other areas? I mean, this is what I would love to hear from people in Kentucky and Tennessee and the Carolinas to find out what they're paying for their school taxes and what they're paying for their car insurance and their house insurance and whether everything just evens out in the end and, you know, you're basically robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Well, I'm just trying to say they really do nothing to give the elderly a break.
How about the enhanced STAR that somebody mentioned before?
Oh, that's long gone.
Well,
they don't give you enough money for the enhanced STAR program.
Not according to a previous caller said that you get a bigger STAR break when you're 65 or older. Is that not in effect any longer?
I don't think so.
Did that person give us bad information?
I probably did.
All right, well, we'll see what some other people have to say. Thank you very much. So how much money do you think Russell's pays in school taxes every year? And what was your school tax bill? And what needs to be included in curriculum? And what needs to be thrown out with sewage? Since we seem to be on a sewage track today. Here is Paul in Holland. Let's see, if Colden is getting banged on taxes, I can't wait to hear what Paul's got to say on WBEN. Paul, hello.
How you doing? I paid
$3,111 poorer right now.
Well, I paid $6,000. My whole issue is everyone that calls and complains, look in the mirror. Did you vote for these guys in? And that goes beyond this, too. It always drives me crazy.
First of all, I don't understand why they don't have the school board elections when they have the other elections. I've never quite understood that. I'm sure there's a reason somebody can give, but that never made a lot of sense. But anyway, do you really think it's going to change markedly?
Well, it should. And if we deserve.
New York State is New York State. Do you think New York
Correct.
State is ever going to change? No, it's never going
no.
to change.
No.
It's never going to change, and that's because of New York City.
True.
Right? As far as the state is concerned. Now, locally, that's True. Obviously a different kettle of fish.
Exactly. True. But so...
So how do you feel about your ridiculous school tax payments that you have to make?
I feel bad. I'm retired, fixed income, but I'm blessed. I can afford it, but doesn't make it, you know, writing the check doesn't make it feel any better like anyone else because I don't see the value.
When you're writing that kind of check every year, don't you ever feel like it's just time to get out, go to a place with a lot more reasonable taxes?
Absolutely. The reason I don't is I love the area. Plus, also, I have some issues, which the medical side, I have to be around. But if that clears up, believe me, that's definitely in my future.
Well, look at the bright side. At least if you die, you'd have some money in the bank.
No, you mean the wife would.
Well, okay, your wife would. So there's that.
Yeah. you know, life right, is so good.
Do you want to venture? You want to venture a guess at how much Russell's pays in school taxes every year?
Oh my God! Personally, or through the business?
Through the business.
Oh, they see it through the business. He probably gets reductions and so forth.
Oh, he wishes.
And really? Just give, oh, just I, give, I mean, I don't know.
Give me a number. Just give me a number what you think it okay. would be.
Okay, through his business. $110,000.
Peanuts, I say. Peanuts.
Well, you're too four figures.
Low. You're too low. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Have you gotten dinged yet with your school tax bill, and how bad was it? And something that came up the other day that I've been wanting to do anyway, so I might as well fold two topics into one. What should schools be teaching, and what should schools throw out the window? And somebody said something the other day that to me made a lot of sense. I think schools ought to be teaching basic home maintenance and basic home repair. Okay, because most of you, I'm going to guess that most of you who know how to do stuff around the house, you probably picked it up from your father, who picked it up from his father, who picked it up from his father. Well, unfortunately, I didn't have that kind of an upbringing. So when it comes to household repairs, I'm at a total loss, okay? I have to call people to change light bulbs. That's probably an exaggeration, but you get the idea. Just not one of my, not one of my fortes in life. So I laugh when people say I'm smart, because I'm actually one of the most stupid people you're ever going to encounter. And my IT person, she'll agree with you. 803-0930, star 930. Yes, I pay the stupid tax to IT. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. How bad did you get dinged with your school taxes? Are you happy about it? You think it's a fair amount? Anybody want to guess what Russell's pays school tax-wise? Curious. 803-0930. I know the number, and I will tell you what it is, but see if anybody can guess it. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And it's a double whammy for Russell's, because the dude gives so much to charities every year, it's not funny. All right, stay with us. News coming up with Tom Puckett, then more of your telephone calls, more complaints, more gripes. Ah, keep them coming on News Radio 930 WBEN. And I hope I get a chance to see, and you get a chance to see, Jeff Lynne's Electric Light Orchestra one more time. Last time he toured, as far as I know, was 2019. Saw him in Pittsburgh August 1st of 2019. My friend Rene Zeno drove us down, and I made sure to drive back for reasons I'm not getting into. I didn't want to die, basically. Anyway, welcome. So, tell you what killed me today, figuratively, not literally, obviously, or you would not be hearing my voice, opening up the mailbox and receiving the dreaded letter from Francina Spoth, Amherst Town Clerk, green paper. That's never a good sign. So I took a deep breath, opened the envelope, and proceeded to bend over. The school taxes, Williamsville Schools, $3,111. Let's just round it out, $3,112. I can't tell you the last time I spent that much money on a vacation, okay? And here I am, before showtime, writing out a check. So how bad did you get dinged? I mean, we've had some real doozies so far today that make mine seem like peanuts, really. And those of you who live in different states who are listening, why don't you call in and brag? You know, tell us how little you pay compared to what we pay, and tell us if your kids are illiterate hicks who only know how to make moonshine. 803, not a bad career, really. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And something that everybody could participate in. What are some classes that the schools should be teaching? You know, one of the advantages of being older is you kind of learn what is important along the way and what is not important along the way. And for all the fretting I did as a kid over not being able to write cursively very well, I mean, I'm a chicken scratcher, it's okay. because we have computers now, and all you should be able to have to do is put an X for your name. Just write an X like they did in the old days. Make your mark. Maybe learn how to sign your name in cursive, and that's about it. Of course, if you're a woman and you get married, you can take a remedial class then. If you are going to take your husband's name and you need to sign it, you're not buying that? All right. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. And what do you suppose Russell's pays every year in school taxes? I have the number in front of me. Here is Jim in Buffalo. Jim, you are on WBEN. Hello.
Hi. My point of view or my question about my school tax, every time it's cold out or it's windy or there's a snow day, I understand little kids don't wait for the bus. I understand some kids walk to school still. Why do the teachers get snow days? Why are teachers allowed to stay home with pay on a windy day? And the argument that I always hear is, oh, I have to take care of my kids. What about the parents that work at Tops and Wegmans and our police officers and fire people? They still have to go to work on the windy, cold, snowy days, but the teachers get to stay home. If you made staff report, the vast majority of the teachers would take a sick day or a vacation day, and that would be one less day they'd be paid on the back end that they could cash in, one for three or one for four, whatever the equation is.
And well, there are a certain number of snow days built into the school calendar.
Yeah, I understand that, but why do they get to stay home? I understand. They take it for granted that, oh, it's a snowy day, I'm staying home. I don't understand why staff, you sometimes hear, staff must report.
Right.
Can we do training? Can we clean the gum off the bottom of the desks? Can we teach the kids from school? Can we teach the kids virtually like we did during the pandemic?
Well, that was a disaster. Frankly, sir, that was a disaster.
It was better than nothing.
It was still a disaster. I mean, that's like saying, would you rather lose your left hand or your right hand if you're right-handed?
That's not true. I agree. It was not good. It was better than nothing.
Yeah. Snow days, to me, the snow day thing is just, to me, that's like a non-issue. The real issue is, why do we pay so much money around here for school taxes?
That's part of the reason. That's part of the reason.
That's a very small part of the reason, don't you think? I mean, I think you're being ridiculous.
Right.
I think it's a
grain of sand. It's a grain of sand.
You're what?
It's like air conditioning. Air conditioning now, they want air conditioning in the schools. It's a grain of sand. It adds up. It's the straw that's breaking the camel's back. That's my opinion. Yeah.
All right, thank you. I don't see snow days as being the straw that breaks the camel's back in particular. And, I mean, seriously, how many people would like to have seen teachers report during the blizzard of 22? That would have been a disaster. And how would people actually have learned remotely when so many people didn't have power with which to get online? I think that's a relatively small part of the issue, frankly. Comes with the territory. Certain jobs, my job, police, fire, EMS, hospitals, doctors. Yeah, you guys have to go to work no matter what. We have to go to work no matter what. Here is Marty in Cheektowaga. All right, Marty, I got to put you on hold because Tanner told you to turn the radio down, and I got to move on. So put him on hold, please, Tanner. Thank you. Make sure he's all straightened out there. And now let's go to Brendan on a cell phone. Brendan, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, the tax thing is really nuts in Western New York, and I'm in the trenches dealing with it on a regular basis because I'm in the real estate business, and I'm often confused when people will look at the information on a listing setup and they'll say, oh, if they're from out of town, they say, oh, they'll laugh. They say, there's a misprint here. And you say, well, and you know it's coming. And you say, what do you mean? They say, well, it says the taxes here are $9,500 or $12,500, some crazy number. And they say, no, those are the taxes. And then I laugh, and they look at me, and I said, that's what they are. It's part of the problem. I sold the house to a couple of kids about 3 years ago. They wanted to have the house in Hamburg, in the suburbs, and it was beautiful. but they were paying $7,700. It wasn't a super expensive house, but still, they're paying $7,700. And they said, well, what do you think? I said, hey, you know what? It's a great house. If you like it, that's all that matters. And they said, well, but you don't seem sold. I said, you know what? If you want to do it, I said, the taxes are high. They didn't have any kids. And I said, if it was me, you know, I would do something different, but you got to do what you got to do. He says, well, what would you do? And I said, I'd probably buy a double in the city for a couple of years because I don't have any kids. And he says, oh, okay. Fast forward, it's a bucket of money. He buys a house in South Buffalo where the taxes are under $2,000. And he's got a great house. And now he's really living large because he's got a tenant upstairs paying almost all the mortgage. But we see it all the time. And here comes my big pet peeve. They came out with a figure, and I thought it was like $29,000 and change, which is what it costs to educate a kid in the Buffalo school system.
Yeah.
And I start to look at things like a business person, like return on investment. We can mince words all we want, but it's fair, I think, to say that the school system in Buffalo is not as good as it needs to be. Is that
no,
fair?
No, well, it is not. And excuse me, but I need to interrupt because every year Buffalo Business First ranks the best and the worst schools in Western New York. And typically at the bottom of the list are Niagara Falls and the city of Buffalo, and they spend more money per student in those school systems than private schools do. And they're not getting the results. And there is absolutely no correlation between the money spent per student in a district and that district's overall performance. Zero correlation, year after year. A replicatable fact of statistics.
Insanity. Absolute insanity. And you know what? It just keeps getting... I mean, you can send a kid to Norton or even Nichols for less. I mean, it's just crazy. And then you get a much quality education. But... that's my big pet peeve. But I did want to also say, I think I have an answer to one of the things that was bothering you yesterday. You personally. You said, I hate the expression, no worries. Where did that come from? No worries. It's bothering me. My stepson, who was a air traffic controller in maybe 2003, stationed in Fallujah, he said the best part about the job was he used to love it when the Australian pilots would come in. Because, you know, you'd say, well, listen, you know, you're coming in a little hot here, bup, 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 bup. He says they'd always chime back, no worries, Mike. Good eye, Mike. So I believe it's an Australian expression, and I started to hear it a lot in the early 2000s when a lot of the Australian movies were becoming popular here. But I think that's the answer to the question. Where did it come from? I think it's an Aussie expression.
I shall have to look that up. I mean, Australian is kind of like English, I guess. But I mean, you know, the word mate, it's like the word, you know, love. You know, hello, love. Hello, love. Hello, mate. And, you know, back, I don't know what it's like now, but back in the 60s in certain quarters of London, if you called another man love, that was a basis to kill the dude. Just saying. I mean, it was. All right, you want to take a guess at what Russell's pays for property taxes or school taxes?
It's got to be like in the hundreds of thousands.
Well, give me a number. Give me a number.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go low and say 95,000.
Oh, no, you're too low.
That's what I said. It's a low number, right? Okay. Well, then it's got, as I said, really, in 100 of 227,000.
You only get one guess. I'm sorry. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. We'll tell you that was too high. That was too high. A lot of great calls today, I don't mind saying. And this is kind of like, I don't know. I mean, everybody's got a take on your school taxes and how much you're paying in school taxes. And, you know, I'm not exactly in dire circumstances, but I got to tell you, when I spend more money on my school taxes than I have spent on any vacation I've taken in the past, memorable past, I got a problem with that. I mean, that would be at least 10 days all-inclusive in the Caribbean. But no, that money's not mine. That money belongs to the Williamsville Central School District. And it's not exactly like I'm living in a mansion here, you know, stately Wayne Manor. I do have a butler, however, named Alfred. He doesn't really do much because Alfred died several years ago, but he's still here. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. To the bat clock, 349. All right, should I just tell you guys what Russell pays or just keep the game going? I'll keep the game going. Did I just say duh, WBEN? The WBEN just called Jed First Alert Forecast. Tonight, I seen mostly cloudy skies and 54, you guys. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 73. Sunday, partly cloudy, 68. Monday, partly cloudy, 72. No worries, mate. 76 right now at News Radio 930 WBEN. How many cliches that I hate can I possibly work into one weather forecast? I did my job and did it well. Thank you. Thanks for being here, loves. And no, don't get upset if I call you love. And you're a dude, doesn't mean that I got any plans for you. Here is Neil in Forestville, especially after the Transitown blooper this week. Still cracks me up. All right, here's Neil in Forestville here on WBEN. Hello.
You crack me up too. But that last caller, just to play off of him a little bit, I mean, Hakuna Matata.
Okay, I'm not quite getting the Lion King reference.
It means no worries, Tom.
Oh, okay, okay, thank you. We actually had Ernie Sabella on, who voiced one of the characters in The Lion King, but anyway, go ahead.
Well, it's your problem-free philosophy.
Okay, now, sticking with the subject matter at hand, have you gotten this year's school tax bill for Forestville?
About $2,000. You know, it's crawling up on there.
Oh, $2,000 is a bargain.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if the kids were educated, I probably would not have a problem with it. But it seems that the kids keep getting dumber and dumber that, you know, you're not getting value for your dollar.
And what's the one down your way that always does well? Is it Bemis Point? Doesn't Bemis Point always do great in the rankings every year? I mean, what do they do in Bemis Point that other people aren't doing?
They do a lot of different things out here in the country, but most of the, I think it's the parents who, you know, put their education first. Like one of your previous callers said, you know, like you're only allowed to do this. The sports out here, a lot of these schools, you know, don't have football teams and stuff to occupy the kids' mental status, or, you know, what he was saying about just one sports team and then the rest you can focus on your studies.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think sports are very important because, let's put it this way, what is the other thing people complain about? People being out of shape and our military basically having to turn people away who actually want to volunteer to serve because they're not in physical condition to serve. They'd never make it through basic. And, you know, part of that might very well be that they're not getting enough exercise after school except with their thumbs on the Xbox.
Well, I was just watching The Band of Brothers because you kind of talked me into it, and it's a different breed of man and woman as well. That they're not afraid of their survival. They're not being taught at a young age to respect and to be grateful for every breath of air you get through your lungs
and that's where football is important, sir, in building character, teamwork, and physical fitness.
I would agree. Sports are good for kids. It kept me, the only reason I wanted to go to school was for gym class half the time and lunch.
Okay, you pay about $2,000 a year. You want to guess what Russell pays, Russell Salvatore, for Russell's?
It's got to be like $175,
$185. You're close. You are very, very close. Very close. You want me to give you the number? Do you want me to give you the number? $148,000. $148,000. I mean, here's a guy, and again, you don't get credit for being a good guy. Here's a guy who supplied TVs to the local hospitals en masse, a guy who is probably the biggest philanthropist in Buffalo right now, maybe next to the Ralph Wilson Foundation, and he's still got to fork over, call it $150,000 a year to pay taxes on Russell's. Come on.
Well, God bless him, though. Like you said, you know, the charity work that man does and the benefits – of the jobs that he's producing for the children in the community that he's supporting. You know, I mean, those kids are getting educated and then they're coming to work for him. So I think it's a reciprocal kind of thing. Could you imagine, Tom, if we took that $36,000 to $40,000 a year that it takes to educate these kids over a 12-year period and just put it in kind of like a, I don't know, an annuity or some type of instrument that would grow and mature over the 12-year period, the kids would walk away with God knows what.
Oh, yeah, then you'd have a bunch of stupid people with money. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. I mean, come on, stupid people with money. Look at what happens to the, like, some. I'm sorry, but a lot of the athletes, Larry Bird will back me up on this. People that Larry Bird used to play basketball with come to him asking for money, and he says no. He said, I told you when you were playing not to buy the bling, not to buy the Ferrari, not to buy this, not to buy that. Live modestly because the salad days are going to come to an end, so don't come crying to me that you need money. I was very frugal. You weren't, so bye-bye. Anyway, that's the Larry Bird philosophy.